The current story goes like this. The Onungan people came across the land bridge from Siberia and started making a loop. They moved down through the Alaska interior and along the coast, and 9,000 years ago, they got to the Eastern Aleutians and started working their way up the chain. Jeff Dickrell is a historian based in Unalaska.
9,000 years ago, this was a blasted landscape. There was no grass, there was no dirt, it was just volcanic ash.
That's exactly what they would have seen on the islands of the Four Mountains, in the center of the chain. The islands are mostly just volcanoes, but for whatever reason, some Onungans decided to put down roots there and build house pits. Past researchers have found those ruins, but they don't know much else about the settlers. It's a mystery that University of Kansas archaeologist Dixie West will try to unravel this summer.
We're going to be going out to look at different settlements, prehistoric villages. We want to know how prehistoric humans adapted to the changes in the climate, and also what were their strategies for living in an area which had the potential for massive volcanic explosions.
West and her research team will look for genetic evidence in peat bogs on the island to tell them who lived there and when. They'll also search for artifacts like stone tools and carbon date them. Their expert on that is Virginia Hatfield, also of the University of Kansas. She says she hopes the house pits they find on the four volcanoes, Cleveland, Herbert, Tanna, and Carlisle, will be in good enough shape to study.
Since no excavation has occurred, we really don't know. We're real interested in the one on Carlisle because it has multiple layers of ash deposits and prehistoric occupations, and that will give us an idea of how people lived through time.
They know at least one group of prehistoric Onungan lived on the islands, and they think more might have moved in as recently as 1,000 years ago. Even if it hasn't always been inhabited, it's clearly an important place to the Onungans. In oral histories, the islands are described like the Garden of Eden, a place where life began. Jeff Dickrell, the local historian, says all the reasons that the islands of the Four Mountains are uninhabited today were what attracted prehistoric Onungans. Each island is made up almost entirely of its volcano, with no bays or salmon streams, and between them, the changing tides create a rapids.
That's why I think the origination story comes from there, because that's where the energy is. That's where all the sea mammals are going to be, where all the fish are going to be. They don't like the quiet backs of bays. They like, you know, points, passes, all that stuff, and that is the place.
But some Onungan in the Eastern Aleutians take the story one step further. They say their people literally came from the islands of the Four Mountains. That would mean they moved against the east-to-west tide of migration that we understand today. This summer, the research team will be looking for evidence on the islands that might match up with the oral histories. It would be a big find, but Dickrell says this expedition is going to change our understanding no matter what happens.
In the entire history of archaeology, there's probably been 20 digs in the Aleutians. Almost none, relatively. So the amount of information is so little that every new site changes the story.
Whether it's adding on to the one we already have or rewriting it altogether. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropie.